Open goal, keeping the ball on the ground. The nonsense is back. The people who sponsor it, William Hill, and of course, Piri Piri Black Rooster. With me today, we've got the Horny Ginger Rooster,
Tommy Blunt,
Paul Smith, and we've got the Big Turkey, Kevin Kyle.
Turkey?
What's happening, lads?
Well, listen, you'll not believe it. I put on a lot of weight, Si, earlier this summer. I've got a belly and tits now, so it's very... So it's disappointing, and my skin's really took... I've really struggled, Si, being away for the show. It was a real come down, Kev, for being at the very top of the game, and it just going away early summer. Do you believe that Open Goal missed a trick? No doing stuff early summer? Yes, I do. So,
well, what sort of stuff should you have been doing?
Festivals, and then... Five-a-side tournaments, I come and perform, all that stuff, Kev. So, don't believe it, Si. Early summer, I've now working with a psychologist because my head blew up.
Was that the number I gave you, my Uncle Jeremy?
No. Is that your uncle, no?
Aye, it's related, distant relation.
Well, I actually can't believe it, Si. So, he's actually said, Mr. Slane, he said, don't go back and Open Goal. It's no healthy for your brain. So that's the problem that me and him are having in the Kev. You know what
and
I mean?
Is it flirting between
very flirting, and he will insert to let me come on the show. That's the only reason I come on.
Kev, by the way, the summer Kev played in the Be Inspired Cup.
Ah, shocking.
Oh, mate, you were terrible. What happened?
What was the penalty? I thought he started really well, holding up great. As the penalty, Kev. As the penalty that let us win it.
Ah, fucking shocking.
It's a bad team you had to win it.
No, I've not got his...
Is it Lee Nightmare? I didn't know who the guy is. I heard Lee
Never
Nightmare.
No, I'm not going to say anything too bad about the players I was playing because they were all right. I just think that when you get to a certain age, right, see in your head, you think your body can still do everything that used to be able to do, and my body just wasn't doing nothing. So, no, when you're pointing to the goalkeeper to what way you're taking the penalty and then try to game the ice the other way and he still goes the right way and saves it, you're making an absolute Joe Hunt yourself. So, no, that's me back at retirement, and the only time I'm going to come back out is when Michael Gardine contacts me for Open Goal 11 for his
testimony. These shorts were tight, waste of space.
I was trying to ask him what size of neck they were, man. They were choking the life out of me.
By the way, we need to get a mention of Andy McLaren. He was doing things on that pitch that would steam Jim McLean's glasses up.
Well, it was...
Robbie Winters was doing things that would steam Davey boxers up.
Davey Winters.
Davey Winters.
He was calling him Davey.
It was Davey Winters. But Andy McLaren, you'll not believe it, actually got sent off and stormed away in his motor during the final. I think the referee had one of the biggest disasters ever. Now, I don't know why he had a disaster. I didn't know there was two young gentlemen on his case.
Oh, we were kidding him,
oh, we were all over the guy. But Andy McLaren ended up in the motor away him during the game side. So, I don't know what will happen. The Be Inspired Cup, I'll no attend anything else today with Be Inspired. I'm embarrassed I wore the stuff.
And Kev, buzzing for Niall Quinn's son, Anna, on Love Island t-shirt.
I was absolutely delighted that she got booted off.
I hate
her. How bad is she, by the way? She got everything she's got coming to her.
Who's your favourite? Who do you want to win?
I like Big Ovi, he's cool as fuck, isn't he?
He's got a bit in it, huh?
He's a big suave devil. But Tommy, Big Tommy, Tommy's a favourite, isn't he? But
I don't like him, mate.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that Molly, man. She's a... It's all fabricated nonsense.
It's exactly like me. All staged. A total act.
By the way, talking of gorgeous women, Susan Slane was meant to be on the day, but
she was meant to be on the day, and
she is gorgeous.
She's absolutely gorgeous. But the problem is, Si, we done a wee show a couple of weeks ago, and everybody was saying her name. Now that goes straight back to my house, and wee George just can't deal with it. He is the two. It could be a divorce.
Really?
No.
It could be.
Get the psychologist in.
It could be, but the psychologist will now attend day two as well. Is it?
That's some house.
By the way, I have spoken to her as well, and she wanted this on record on the podcast that she was.
Is this true?
It's true. She was disgusted with the noises coming through your room. You and Paul the Tim watching the Treble Treble but DVD. What was going on?
Paul the Tim.
I actually bought my wig. I dressed him up like Wim Jansen, so he's no longer now Paul the Tim, he's Paul the Wim.
Steal it. Right, we're going to talk about football, which Slaney hates. Right, Kev, we need to start with...
Too many broken hearts in the world, there's too many dreams can be broken in two.
Who sings that?
Jason Donovan.
Jason Derulo.
Oh, is it? Uh-huh. That twat.
Right, Kev, your old team, Kilmarnock.
Honking.
Obviously, good first round. Good first leg. What happened, Kev?
Rubbish, huh? Doesn't he, you can't dress that up, but anyway, they were absolutely garbage.
That's a team that drew, but I think it was Dumbarton last year.
Are we allowed to put the GoFundMe page on for Gordon Sawyers?
Oh mate, he was cracking up, wasn't he?
To get his money back.
Oh, was he booked for Bucharest, wasn't
he? Was booked up, he was gone. He was gone, kids are getting any dinner, they've got any clothes, they've got any new school shoes. He's had to, so anyway, no, but Kilmarnock, honestly, being part of the club many years ago, obviously still got a few connections there, and by all accounts, it's no good inside. No. They're not working hard enough. They're not doing as much as maybe what Steve Clark was doing, allegedly. So,
I thought they were
quite intense, but obviously Billy Bowie says it was the best appointment he had in Scottish football, but Billy Bowie's obviously was on the Billy Bowie that night.
But do you know assistant managers are assistant managers for a reason?
There are a reason, because the first team manager clearly loves the fact that they do what they do. They control things, they take the training, they don't get involved too much. And they all want to be first team managers at some point, but some of them are maybe just quite out to be that. So maybe that's his case. I don't know. I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt and just say it's a bad start. You know what I mean? He's got a chance to prove himself. Season's coming up. But the fact they've not played anybody of great names in pre-season, they've just played junior teams and local teams and friendlies. They've not actually went out and played a Hamilton or a Hearts or a team down south. They've only played this team v Wales and they've obviously lost that. So it's going to be interesting, Kilmarnock, but I don't understand why they didn't give the number two a chance.
He was good, wasn't he? Steve Clark talked him up.
Aye, because Steve Clark worked with him for a long time.
Is he not Scotland,
no? He is. He's in at Scotland.
He surely could still work with Kilmarnock.
So I don't know why he didn't maybe try and offer him a job, but however, we'll just need to see how it goes. But it was embarrassing for Scottish football.
It wasn't a class.
It was absolutely not class.
But you're right, Slaney. Is it the worst result in Scottish football history?
Humiliating, si, and I can't believe went from Steve Clark to this guy now. And you say no working hard enough. If I was a player, I would be buzzing off no working hard enough at all. Simple as that. You know what I mean? I don't understand that at all. But
Kev, do you back him to turn it around?
I don't know if it's back in the turnout, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I gave him a chance, you know what I mean? Because once the SPL gets underway, if we look at other teams, they're not exactly flying in pre-season. St John's just been knocked out the Betfair Cup. Hamilton struggled. Hearts have had a shock on pre-season. I know pre-season, you don't take a lot from pre-season, but you've got to start as you mean to hopefully go on. And these teams aren't doing that.
Massimo Donati in as his assistant as well. Again, and Massimo, great guy, but inexperienced, first coaching job.
That's the thing.
Maybe you need an older head in there, eh?
Get Billy and Jim back. I'll be the new Gary Locke.
I was actually thinking about this. This is what destroys me, and I keep saying it about Derek Ferguson, how that Italian guy can get the job and guys like Derek Canny. Because I tell you right now, going for Stephen Clark.
Stephen.
I know Stephen now, so I'll call him Stephen on air. But going for Stephen Clark to this guy, you've got to go with guys like Derek Ferguson. These guys have got to get a chance now. It's a problem. I think there's an arrogance about the coaching in this country that something about ex-players, I think, and they think, oh, no, we have to be this modern way. A lot of shite. Derek Ferguson motivates me to get out my bed in the morning. So how he can...
I agree with you. Sometimes chairman look at a CV, and you've obviously got to look at a CV and see his credentials, but the fact he's played with Juventus, he's assistant manager to Napoli and to Chelsea and these teams, it looks great. But sometimes it isn't quite the be-all and end-all.
When is the assistant manager ever took a job and done well? Can you name one?
I'm trying to think.
See in my view, right?
Joachim Löw.
Every assistant manager I've had, they're there to put the cons in it.
No, you're just spot on.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never had an assistant manager that I think he should be the manager. I think managers choose... When you're choosing your assistant or manager, you never look for somebody that you think could be a manager.
They pick somebody because they don't want somebody that's going to threaten their position.
Of course they do.
So, like, obviously, they tend to be mates because they've played with them at some point in their career, or they've worked with them somewhere in their career, but ultimately you're not going to bring in somebody that's going to eventually take your job.
You can be the best coach in the world, and I think the boy Cafro, he's certainly meant to be really good at coaching and setting up, but he's got a pee heart, and he certainly couldn't manage. But talking about assistants, Joachim Löw, he was one of Klinsmann, I think.
Oh, well, great show. Well done, mate.
Smelly boss.
Smelly boss. Here's a question for you, okay? If Paul Sleen's a manager tomorrow, and he can pick his assistant. Who are you taking with you?
Who are you taking with you?
It's a great question. That's not even on the script.
It's, neither us.
It's a magnificent question.
Thanks, mate.
But Si, if I'm looking at used to are much more powerful than me, so I would constantly be what's it, insecure when about you. So I would get one man in. Danny Migraine.
Kev, what about you? You're the picking assistant manager tomorrow.
Andy Milne.
Oh, you love Andy Milne, didn't you?
I don't know what it is with Andy Milne.
He's my mate.
Is he?
Remember I said to the last podcast we used to go have Italian grub and all that together? And
oh, he's
in the family, really. And Roscoe, well, I'm going to say he plays with Kilmarnock. I don't know what he plays. He's into Kilmarnock.
No, I just think, see, Andy Milne, he's very, very good technically as a coach. He knows how to speak to people, but see when the shit hits the fan and he needs to speak to people in that other tone, brilliant. Mm. Put the fear of death into you.
No, so for Andy, me, actually, I had him at
and just such
brilliant.
A really, really nice
he's
guy.
Brilliant.
Oh, really, really good. But I will never be a manager, so I will never need an assistant.
Well, I think why?
Why? Because I just love podcasts and talking rubbish.
No, but I think, Kev, I think again it comes down to that arrogance in the game. Players like you listen.
I don't think I'd be a great coach, I think as a manager, I can talk to people, I can understand people if I don't have life problems. Oh, why? Ultimately, it's just a manager's only as good as his number two, and the two of them working together. It's like us three working together doing this. It just seems to work.
Mm.
Whether we agree with that or Slaney doesn't agree with that.
Regardless if you're not. By the way, talking of your old managers, we interviewed Craig Brown, it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Well,
tell you a Craig Brown story, right? I played with a guy called Dave Lucas at Swindon. He was a legend, mate. He was a goalie at Preston when Craig Brown was his manager. And his brother was like a boy about town. So Dave used to go to his brother's house on a Friday night before a game for like food. But his brother would always have a party after Dave left, like people would come over. He says, so when I'm in my brother's house getting something to eat, I go up to the toilet and my brother comes in and takes Craig Brown's number out of my phone. He says, so I leave at 9 o'clock. He says, it's just starting to get a bit rowdy, so I think I better get up the road. I've got a game tomorrow. Dave Lucas's brother texts Craig Brown saying, party at this address, and doesn't think anything else of it, right? So the party's been going for about 2 hours. He gets a chap at the door. Opens the door. This is what I say. Craig Brown standing there. Bear in mind, they've got a game the next day. Craigie Brown reporting for a party.
No way.
Mate, I swear. He texted me it yesterday. I remember he told me a story about him, but
he did.
Oh,
like,
what a guy.
He did like a bit of carry on, Craig Brown, didn't he?
I think so. It's actually, when I was at Mullow with him for a short time, with him and Archie Knox. Archie Knox was great.
There's another assistant, mate, Archie Knox. How was he?
I actually really liked Archie Knox, and I thought his training was great, but I remember speaking to somebody and they weren't too sure on his training. I thought he was great, his training. Archibald. So he's great.
Did he ever slaughter you, Slaney? Because he's got a bit of temper, isn't he?
No, and that's when I realised he was really good.
Not your players.
Exactly, Slaney. Well done.
Right, Kev, expectations for your old team this year. Where will Kelly? Is it top six? They're looking for a jink. It's just to stay in the league.
I think it's bottom six. I'm gonna. I don't like to say that because obviously I've got a wee place or command in my heart somewhere. Fuck knows where it is, but them and Michael Johnson. But ultimately, no. I think they're going to struggle. I think
that's mad, don't it? With the same group of players.
They've lost to Jordan Jones, and a lot of the players were flying high. So. It's whether they keep that level of confidence up, and it doesn't look like they've started with that confidence because they've lost. They're not happy with their manager in papers saying stories. They're going to a word with the chairman, they're going to this, they're going to that. People are quitting.
That was came out,
So there's unrest there. Mm-hmm. So when there's unrest, the mind isn't focused on Saturday afternoons fully. So when that's not fully focused, they're going to struggle.
Right, on Aberdeen, who, by the way, I played in pre-season and they've signed some good players. I honestly think Aberdeen will be up there.
I think so as well. I think he goes. I know people really rate him as a manager, but I think he's very underrated.
See, on the side, mate, he's brilliant.
He's great. He's absolutely what he's done with Aberdeen there the last five years. He's been absolutely excellent, and I think they will have a great season.
Signed the boy Hedges for Barnsley. Played up against me and
Benson.
Had me doing the Canadian band dance.
Is that Benson?
Hedges, he's not. Vincent. They're hanging on after a 1-1 draw over in Tbilisi. I think they'll go through it, do you?
Well, they should do. A good result away from home. Probably unlucky not to come back with a win. They've got the out-away goal and a good crowd up at Pittodrie. Aberdeen should see themselves at the next round, hopefully. Because, like you say, Aberdeen's one of these teams that when Rangers were out of the league, finishing second quite comfortably, giving Celtic some sort of challenge.
And the amount of cup finals they've been to as well, I think that's a big character in cup games.
Do you think if they start well and they get confidence behind them, they can actually go on a run of games? Because what they were doing, they were like, win two, drew one, lost one, and they couldn't really get things going. And then they would get within touching distance and then they would lose a few. See if they go on a good run. Aberdeen could maybe surprise a few teams.
What I think he's got this year, like I've had last year, is a much better and bigger squad.
Aye.
He signed a lot of players. I think he signed something like 10 players.
Maybe. They seem to get good players in. Even players for the Championship down in England. They seem to always bring them in. He must be really a good name down there for these teams to go down to Aberdeen. It must be a really good learning progress for these boys.
Great point. Craig Bryson, your old mate as well, Kev, said great signing.
Great signing.
He's a Rolls Royce, isn't he?
Oh, wee Bryce was a great guy.
I know who
it is. Fit as
any. What a machine he's... What an engine he's got, by the way. Thick as mince, but...
Is he?
Oh, what?
He's had some career, eh?
Aye, great career. Brilliant career. But he's worked hard there on that career. Ultimately.
I don't think you like me anymore.
No, well, how...
No, well, I know. I don't know why.
It's because we're talking about football, so he struggles.
He
don't see me talking about it. In the summer, he used to be a disgrace to me as well.
Favourite Aberdeen player, Slaney?
Of all time?
Yes.
Alec McLeish.
Why?
Wow.
Because he looks like you.
Because you're his love child.
Heck off.
Yeah. Big heck and yuck.
Right, for me, Aberdeen will finish third this year. There you go. Definite.
Aye, I would agree with that. Slaney. Potentially pushing Rangers for second.
Right. Oh wow, big shout.
Yeah. Did I say that? Aye.
For Rangers for second, so you've got Celtic winning it.
Aye, aye.
We're going to come to that in a bit, but Aberdeen for you, good season.
I think they'll be pushing. I think they really will. I think very highly of the team and the manager, and I think they will push the both.
Just say it. Don't set the fence.
No, I do think they'll push. I think you need to. There's a few signings yet to be made with a few clubs, and that will determine in my mind. So when the transfer window shuts, so you'll get a full. Truthful
opinion
on it.
Right on to Rangers. Took their old nemesis Progress and 1-2-0. Did you expect him to win more comfortably, Kevin, at Ibrox?
I would like to have seen them score a few more goals, but ultimately 2-0 is a comfortable win, is it not?
Yeah, I think so.
I got my wee Amazon stick chipped, so I've got every channel on.
Right,
the
police will probably be at your door at the end of the podcast, but on you go.
All the joking I've got going in,
what, you paid for Rangers TV?
No, so I was watching a game. They were playing like a bunch of farmers, but Rangers were good, but I think if they don't bring Ryan Kent in, which it doesn't look now it's going to happen, because Klopp's came out and said he's not going to loan him, he's too old for that, he'll be wanting him away for a transfer fee, they'll not be able to afford that. So I believe if it doesn't happen, I think it affects them massively.
And why is that? Who's not good enough in the wide areas? I think Ojo's a good player.
Ojo's meant to be good. And I've seen they're playing Arfield. He looks like he's playing him after. He's not a winger. No. And he's better with players like your Kent playing halfway. I certainly don't think... I think they need him. I think last season, Rangers, as good as at times they were, I think it was a lot down to Ryan Kent. And I really do believe that. I think he might go to Leicester, Ryan Kent. There you go.
Oh, wow, what a shout. Wow. Well, you're all... Pal Brendan.
Brendan.
I've spoken to Brendan,
and he said, I'm watching videos of Kent and we believe we could bring him in.
Wow.
So
who was he watching videos of? Who was watching him?
He was watching him with... Who was that again? Who was...
Lenny.
No, but see, Brendan Rodgers, I had a meeting with him before. And before the podcast happened, Si, it's affected my chances of working with him. Because he said to me he loved my ideas in the game, and knew certainly that I've come in here, I can't be seen anywhere in that club now.
No.
No, not at all. So I don't know what the fuck's happened the last minute here. I am talking a lot of pitch.
Kev, I can go Derek Lyle's on my good pals because of Peterhead. He's been to see them. He really likes Ojo and Aribo, and also, as he calls him, Edmundson, but it's Edmundson. The boy Aribo, for me, that's what Rangers are missing. A creative midfielder in Aribo, I think he'll be really good. Seen any of him?
Aye, I've seen the big boy Ojo's obviously scoring goals, which helps massively because he's not come in as an out and out striker, has he? Is he a winger, isn't he?
Aye, he's a winger.
Aye, so he's come
who's
in score.
Who's that winger?
Big Ojo. So to come in as a winger and score goals, you know what I mean? That's a bonus. But I think the Rangers, they've done well in pre-season in terms of beating Derby yesterday. They drew with Blackburn, which was a tough game, allegedly. The two European games have been pretty straightforward so far, but they're slowly building themselves a right good team. And I think there will be one or two more signs before the season ends. Kent would be a massive signing, like Slaney says. But again, the fee might be too much that could price Rangers out of it. But it's going to be interesting because Gerrard, this is him starting from scratch again after having a season of experience, and basically what he's brought in so far is working. Greg Stewart's played. He played all night. He was all right. I would just say all right.
Do you think he will play? But
no, I don't think he.
No,
play
I don't think he'll play much.
He's a good player.
He's
having a squad though.
But no, they've brought in the big boy, the big centre half, and obviously the big boy Ed Munson, Roy's boy. he's
Roy Munson.
He's
he looks
like the big horrible centre half you don't want to play against.
Yeah.
So that in Scottish football, the lock.
But they've signed four. They've got four big centre halves now: Katic, Edmondson, the Swedish.
They've got
boy,
a good squad.
They're going to need to let players go. They've far too.
No, Candace is away. Why is Candace away? He doesn't score enough goals for me. That's why he's letting them go.
I think so. I think they would have maybe tried to keep him on if they a lot more. I think he's a good. I quite like Candace, but I think you're right, Si. I don't think if you probably look at his stats and that, I don't think he has a big effect in the games. Maybe I think he's a good player, but. To go that next level, I think he's
like you, he's a James Milner sort of winger for me. Works
I
hard,
believe so, and a guy you despise to watch. Do you mean people you hate that type of player?
Hard worker. Oh, I hate watching a grafter, mate. It's
horrible, isn't it? Total dog.
Works hard though. Can you trot a bag of cement? It works hard.
Right. Can you see the Scottish recruits Jones, Stewart, Hastie having an impact again? Can only go on Derek Lyle's word and doesn't think Hastie is good enough.
Well, let me just say, Jones, Stewart, and Hastie, will they work? N-O spells no.
Wow.
That's a bit... No, let me just say that. I think the freedom will be decent, but I don't think they're going to be regulars for Rangers. I think it's good for the squad. I think in the home games and stuff like that, when there's been a lot of games, start them and it'll be good. I think, but I think in the bigger games, I don't think they'll play. That's just my take on it, Si.
Okay, Kev, will Morales be the main man up front again this year?
Well, I see Gerrard's talking about him. They're now asking him what he's going to do, so it's in his hands. So there's AC Milan, there's... somebody else is after him, who is it?
Oh, Gerrard actually said he wants Morelos to come out in the press
and
speak, but he can't speak English, can he? So, Stevie, don't embarrass yourself.
So, Alfredo looks like he will be off, but...
I don't think he will be off.
I don't think he'll be off either. I don't think anybody's going to buy him. Stay. I don't think anybody's going to put the money up for him.
So, who do you play? Do you play both of them, or is it Defoe? Because Defoe's the man now, isn't he?
I play Morelos.
Would you?
I think so, Si. Well, that being said, I would play him again. It's due to his temperament. If he doesn't sort that out, then Defoe plays. But I think you've got... Well, maybe no, actually. I don't know. Maybe no, actually. I would maybe go Defoe. I think I would go Defoe.
I would go... Like, Morelos scored, 29, 30 goals last season. So that speaks for itself. But Defoe started the season well. He's coming on. He's scoring goals. And effectively, he's got all that experience. So it's a tough one for the gaffer. Because ultimately, they went rid of Morelos.
Well, he's a gaffer now, is he?
He's
the gaffer.
It's a tough one for the gaffer.
Oh, right.
Oh. Jesus God, man. He's dictating things and he's telling what you say.
I like that.
So what happened is for Morelos to maybe move and Rangers to get some money, he needs to play to show people why they want to pay the money for him. So I think Morelos will start. I think deep down Rangers will hope they'll get a fee for him, but at this moment in time it doesn't look like it.
Slaney, as a temperamental, horny young man yourself, what advice would you give to Morelos just to calm down? Maybe see Jeremy. Why don't you go to joint therapy?
I'm just about to say that every time you go to training or the pitch, let Jeremy insert. That's all I'll say.
A wee tablet.
That in a tablet, and it just relaxes the. Watch this, endorphins.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Great word. Buzzword. That's a buzzword. Right. On to Celtic. Slaney, you were at the game. You sent us a video with you and Paul the Wim. How do you think Celtic are looking so far at this stage? A few pals that were there said that best I've seen Celtic play it for a year.
Well,
attacking football.
Let me just say, the thunder is back.
Wow.
Let me just... And please, see this. Please don't think this is because I play with Celtic or I'm a Celtic fan and I'm saying maybe Rangers because I've no good Kent. It's just my take on things. I'm not one of these guys that will try to say everything good about Celtic. If I feel Celtic aren't good, and my God, bully fuck. The left back. Holy fuck. So there's my take on that. But let me just say, I watched the game. Shots, crosses galore, and just into the bargain.
Endorphins.
Into the bargain. Good football. So this shite about you can't go forward and direct, you can play good football going forward. And I've seen Celtic playing one touch, two touch, three touch, as many touches as they wanted, and they went excellent, absolutely excellent. And I'll tell you, and I seen Lennon, I looked at his eyes, he didn't see me looking at his eyes, and I could see, it was the first time the wee penny dropped in his head and thought, that's my team now.
That's what I want them to
But he thought to himself, bully, he ain't my team. You know, I go to the Celtic games, not to watch the game at all, I go and get pictures of people, because that's the only people that seem to know me nowadays, Si. Because early summer, it got that bad that people weren't recognising me. I was at a do, and I was actually asking them, did they want a picture with me, Si?
You miss that, don't you? You crave attention.
I really do miss it, and a guy shouted out the window the other day to me, you're the ugliest guy in Scottish football. So, fucking boil my blood. My comeback was, oh, forget it, mate.
Oh, by the way, just on Celtic, Paul Slane has got an exclusive for us.
Aye.
James Forrest's new squad number for the season.
Let me just say, I've actually wanted it that light.
Who's that?
That's him. Yeah.
They're coming to get your box. Your shit box.
That's a psychologist driving in a trolley. Jeremy.
Jesus.
He's in here.
He's back.
Right, what's the exclusive?
Well, let me just say, I wanted to start the opening, the new show, Keeping Your Boys on the Ground.
That's an air, Boys on the Ground.
That's the turn up in that boxer. Anyway, the opening line of the new show was going to be, James Forrest should be now number 7 for Celtic.
Is that a plea? Are you making a plea?
It's no, this isn't a pals act or anything, because Jamesy hates my guts. As you despise my blood. I can feel it in the tension in the air. But Jamesy, as I said, the boy deserves number 7 now. He's done 8 in a row. Guess what? I didn't know this. Do you know I'm part of the 8 in a row?
No way.
I came over Ross County part of that, so... This is unbelievable. You're sitting there 8
so,
in
mate,
a row
you kicked it off.
I started it all, so see the guys that have came in? Well, they don't deserve it any more than me.
Who would you put yourself above in terms?
Bully.
Kev, stick up for Bully.
No,
it's tough.
But
no, you're right.
He looks fit though, no?
He's fit, but he was trying to do things.
Eat Imodium. That's what you need to do. Eat Imodium.
He was trying to complicate things and do the hard things instead of just defend. Get the ball to the football players.
I went into
Tesco. That's how I see it. So I'll give the guy another 5-10 minutes, right? And then
5-10 minutes.
No, I'll give the guy another 5-10 games, and then I'll decide. But where's he come from? France?
I don't know. But what I would say about Bolly is that, listen, he's no started the best. But listen, you got to give guys time, especially at big clubs. The only thing I would say against that is he seems to give the ball away, and I always think good players don't give the ball away, Si. And yeah. I always look at that first. So
could that be a bit of nerves, though, nah?
Aye, I think it could be. And again, he could grow. I think he could really grow.
No, I think he stopped growing, mate.
I think, listen, you need to give the guy a chance, but coming off with diarrhea, isn't he certainly the a man I want in my team?
Right, Kev, Lee Griffiths back in the score sheet, goal scorer. Bit like yourself.
Aye.
How good is it to see him back after his personal troubles?
It's good to have him back. Obviously, having personal troubles is it's a big thing in this day and age. I've had it myself many times. Slaney's struggling now. Obviously, he's got Jeremy on the...
See, be honest, I seen Griffiths warming up a couple of weeks ago, and see for him just to be out in the pitch, it must be the most powerful feeling you'll ever get, because when he was in that place, he probably thought, and thought's been going through his head, that he might never get back playing football. You get these thoughts, and it, totally. So for him just to be back training and playing, it must be the most powerful. And that free kick he scored, my God, take a bow, son.
That'll be his release, you know. Like, all that trouble that he has away from the park, to now be able to release it all on the park, it'll only benefit him, it'll benefit the club, because ultimately he is a goal scorer. We've all done bad things in life. We've all been through some serious things. But don't judge people for bad things, because these people who judge, here, look at your own life first before worrying about everybody
else.
That. You know what I mean? Because Lee Griffiths, whatever it was, or whatever it was rumoured to be, what was wrong with him, it was bad enough that he had to take 9 months out of football, something that he's ever wanted to do in his life, and he's playing with one of the biggest clubs in Scotland. And to take 9 months out away for that, man, I used to really struggle just to miss a weekend or a game, because you wanted to play every single week. So he went away, he's came back, don't get me wrong, his arse is chewing a Mars bar right enough. So he needs to, these shorts are eating him.
They'll let you in the Be Inspired
Cup. I think he asked me for a line of my shorts, double XL. So I'm going to drop them after him, but ultimately he will get fit with the more games he plays, and hopefully he'll start banging goals.
We're on to Hearts. Terrible pre-season for Hearts. Again, couple of pals that are fans, no happy, a lot of pressure on Levine. Could he be the first casualty, Kevin?
I don't think he will be, because I think him and Anne Budge seem to have a really, really close relationship.
How you,
what
Budge?
What are you trying to say, yeah? How you, Budge? Hey, that man, how you, Budge? Supposedly he says that every day he's in the 16. Hey, Budge.
I just think that, like, they've only great last year.
Shite,
they struggled last year.
And after guys, a great start, they did struggle,
after
yeah.
They struggled, like...
Kyle Laffey could be getting back.
We're going to come to that later.
But no, I don't know. I think Hearts, I don't even know. They brought back Jamie Walker, which is a good sign. Yeah. Jamie's a great player.
That's a great sign.
Aye, and once he get back up to speed, he'll help the team. But there's too many average players in the Hearts team, the way I see it. Like, they've got Berra, great big centre-half. They've got Nasey, great experience centre-half. Does Nasey sign?
Nasey's going back. He hasn't signed yet, but
he is going back.
He's going back, yeah.
And then, but for me, they haven't got anybody else, really, that's got that wow factor. They've got the young boy, Corcoran, who has potential.
Great word.
Great word.
Give us that again.
Potential. The way you say it.
No.
Potential.
Potential.
Potential. So.
Suitor's good.
Needing no, Suitor. Big Suitor, aye. Give Suitor his due. But he could be off. Somebody might come in for him. But they need something. They need just something else to spark the team into a better life. And I don't think they've got that.
Here's what I didn't get with Hearts, okay? I'll tell you my view on it. Hearts have got a 6'4" striker who's very good in the air and they never crossed the ball in the box.
Well, that's what I
They kick diagonals up to him. To header it, but why not get the ball wide and get the ball in the box?
Andy McMillan used to say, why are you a big guy up front if you're not going to put, like you say,
you may as well just take
the ball, make defenders defend.
Yeah.
But Hearts
see,
don't seem to...
Kev, see, I was speaking to somebody about this all day, right? And it was when I played with my mother with John Sutton, right? See, he's a winger. There is nothing better when you've got a big guy in the box for you, because you know when you get the ball, even if you're not having the best of the games or getting by your player or whatever, you know if you can whip it in there, he's going to get on to a lot of them. And
even if he doesn't get on to a lot of them, say he troubles the defender can only clear it a few yards, somebody else might pick up that second ball. And like you say, with defenders, a common thing, you don't need to get to the byline and whip in this great ball, just put it in the area and let's the big guy attack it. Hearts don't seem to play to people's strengths.
I think it's Levine.
Hearts have always been like that. They've not always been like the way that they've always had a big guy up front and used that to their. They had Sandy Clark back in the day with John Robertson. They had myself back in
the day. They had
John Daly, and they always played to that Doris. Big guy. They've got the big man's actually the big. It's what's his name? It's Piezo.
Aye. Actually, do you know what? Actually,
he's
like
a good big player, but yeah. they don't.
He's the strongest human ever made.
But however, only time will tell. And I think Levine might be one of the favourites for the first to go, but it all depends. They could start the season like they did last year, and everybody forgets about how they've been playing. So
I think we need a bit of something new in there.
Aye, well. I think they'll be back, Cathro. Great banter.
I haven't got Cathro in.
As you said, Slaney Lafferty. For me, it'd be a no-brainer for Hearts to take Lafferty back.
It'd be a great signing. It didn't work out for Rangers. I don't think that level Lafferty at Rangers, but I think it would be great for Hearts. I really do. I think he was doing brilliant for Hearts before he went. That's why he got his move. I think it'd be a great signing, and him and Naismith up front, Walker out wide. Oh, the big boy of Pierce. Oh, well, do you know what? See, saying that, that's it. Well, you could maybe play Lafferty wide as well. Yeah, that's actually a decent front four.
I think Lafferty would be a good fit for Hearts again, because big Kyle Lafferty seems to me like the kind of guy that needs to be loved, and he'll get that at Hearts with the fans and the appreciation.
What
and
was
stuff.
The deal with him at Rangers? They just seem to. Nobody interested,
I don't think he was Gerrard's cup of tea. He's a bit daft, you know what I mean? I don't think he's the most straightforward character in the world. But
I think Lafferty's one. You played against him? You don't realise how good he is.
He's good, mate.
We played him last pre-season with Hearts and he was brilliant, mate.
Just
good football player.
Surprisingly tall.
Just done the simple things well, mate, but a real handful.
Aye, aye.
If you can get Piezo and Lafferty up front together, what a handful that would be for.
Scottish football is no covered with big, huge centre halves that you're going to be worried about playing against. So if you put two big guys up against all these wee centre halves, you've got a chance, you know what I mean?
But definitely. And a bit of creativity in the middle of the park might be missing for Hearts as well.
Well, that's why they probably brought back Jamie Walker. The boy Corcoran, for me, has got unbelievable potential, but ultimately he's lightweight. He gets pushed off the ball very easy. So that will come in time when he matures as a human being, and he will fill himself out, and then you'll start to see the best out of Corcoran. But Jamie Walker,
he'll play wide though, Walker, will he?
I don't know. He's surely got to play through the middle.
You think playing through the middle?
Playing through the middle.
But then who plays wide? I look at Motherwell, right? Motherwell, do you watch him against Morton? Two Two boys on each wing. Quick, direct, put balls in the box. Hearts have not got that, eh?
No.
And that's why I thought Walker out wide, but you think centre midfield, Kevin, huh?
I think he's more...
I think he's more dangerous in centre midfield. He knows how to dictate a game, he knows how to control a game, and he has got that killer pass.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
Okay, we'll see how Hearts get on. On to Hibs. Have Hibs got enough of Heckenbottom to push for a top three this year? Okay, Paul Slane.
No, I think John Heckenbottom is... I think he's actually done really well at Hibs, John. He's done superb.
John Robottom, you're thinking about, right? Oh, what's that? Paul Heckenbottom.
Oh, Paul Heckenbottom. Oh, sorry, I think John Robottom. Sorry. So he actually done really well with Hibs last season. But I just don't... I think Scott Allen, looking at it, I think Scott Allen is a massive signing for them.
Yeah.
He's need to get back playing. Scott Allen, he's a top player. Really, really good in the ball. So if they could get him, and then they've got the boy, is it Stevie Mallet?
Tony Mallet? Is it Stevie Mallet?
Oh my God.
So they've actually got, and wee Damien Duff playing as well.
Wee Horgan.
Wee Damien Duff. It's quite hard for Damien, work at Celtic and playing with Hibs. It's a fucking shift. So good on you, Damien. So Hibs, as you said, I think that seems summed up there in that wee statement.
Scott Allen, why didn't it work out for him, Kev? Because I know, obviously, I know Scotty, top player, isn't he?
Oh, he's great.
He's one of the... He's got a football brain.
He's got a brain.
But yeah. It actually works really hard as well.
See, like, the videos on Instagram, mate, in the summer.
Some of the boys... I don't know Scotty, but some of the boys I speak to, that say they really works hard in that. So, I don't... There's no doubt he... Maybe he doesn't need to put the effort in or whatever. It's not good. I don't know. Maybe just...
I'm glad he's going back to Hibs, because he's going to play every week now. And hopefully you will see the real reason why teams wanted Scott Allen, Celtic and West Brom, what have you. So it's good for him, because you can't be that player being at a big club and no fulfilling your potential. So hopefully he starts producing. He will produce the goods for Hibs.
What's the difference between Scott Allen and, say, Ryan Christie? Why Ryan Christie playing more than Scott Allen?
By the way, Ryan Christie so far has looked unbelievable at the start of the season.
You know what I think with Ryan Christie? When Ryan Christie's come into Celtic from his days at Inverness, and I don't know the boy particularly personally or anything like that, but...
Lovely boy.
Lovely boy, is he? Aye, crappy boy. But he has seemed to filled himself right out, so he's no like this wee winger that was up playing Inverness. He's quite a strong... And I think he's just come in and he's gave it his everything. His dad's maybe said to him, look, son, you've got an opportunity here again, and... Get to the gym every day, stay behind and train and work hard, and you'll get the rewards. And I think that's kind of what's happened here. He's kind of forced himself into the team and got a position and made it his own. And now he's a piece of furniture. He's a piece of the furniture.
Wow, love that. Will Scott Allen going to be one of the top players in the league this year, Slaney? For me, it'll be a yes.
I think he'll have a good season. I think he could. He's certainly got the ability. But again, sometimes you can be, as it say, sometimes when you're being out of the confidence, you can go. So, it needs to find that. It does, say. And I say
maybe another one for Jeremy.
Well, if he is struggling, he'll come with me, Morelos, and us three will go meet Jeremy, they get to the freezer, meet him, and a Dan Ma. We'll sit there and speak, because he might be one of them needed side. We don't know, but I certainly think he's got all the ability in the world, boy. So come on, let's crack on.
Let's
this
see
season.
The real Scott Allen. Right, St Mirren, strange over the summer. Your man Oren Kearney, who looks like the parrot mask you wanted to be inspired
for. Absolutely, and thank goodness he's away. A PE teacher in this country, teach one of the top clubs. Don't embarrass yourself. Going back and take badminton gym. Don't fuck me off.
Kev,
go on, buddy, he's away.
Kev, good appointment though. Jim Goodwin, I know they've not started great. It's not his team, but Jim Goodwin, one of the most promising managers in Scotland. No,
aye, Jim done very, very well at Alloa. So now it's his test to see if he can do it at the next level. I think he's got a hard gig in there at St Mirren. Oh, I don't think they've got the biggest squad in the world. They've got a lot of dead wood that needs shifting. And to get rid of that, to get rid of that dead wood,
it's a hard job.
Who's going to take it? Phone, would you call him Joe's Removals or something, and they'll take it. But no, Oren Kearney. I mean.
But yeah, Oren Kearney done a good job. They came in when...
I know.
They actually did come up, because I slaughtered him last season, and I see at the end of the season, I was like, fucking hell.
I'm not going to slaughter him. I just think it's a strange one that he wanted to stay at home.
Yeah.
And no embrace the opportunity that I had by being at the club day to day.
Fucking brilliant volleyball.
But no, Jim Goodwin's got a tough job.
Did you ever play against Jim Goodwin?
I did. I
hard bastard.
No, he thought he was hard.
Oh! I thought he was, mate. I thought he was, eh? Hard to fucking,
no, no chance.
Nah?
Jim Goodwin thought he was tough.
Oh, wow.
I would say that, right?
Headline.
But he wasn't. Headline. Get him in here, square go.
Oh!
And I'll run like fuck. No. Jim played football that he tried to intimidate who he was up against. Yes, so for me, when I played against Jim, I was bigger than him. So Jim knew that. And Jim would try and wind you up in other ways, but I wouldn't fall for it. Some did.
But how we use Kev, I don't think somebody going to actually, like...
No, they did. Big Mastorovic absolutely bullied the shit out of me.
See him, I hate him.
No, he...
He bullied me for years.
Did he, huh?
Like Dan.
Uh-huh, because you sat in his seat.
Sat in his seat in the bus that day. Never, ever...
Like, he hit me in a 50-50 at Hearts, right?
He ran with his hairs tied together. He was that slow.
Me and him were toe-to-toe running for his body.
You faster than
him? Oh, he was going for one side and I was going for the other. My both was collided in the middle, right? And I thought, I'm going to need to be strong here. And he hit me, right? And at that point, I just wanted the wall to open up. Oh my God, I went to the doctor next day and he says, I thought it was up in a car crash. My ribs were broken.
Wow. That's like Big Anna for Love Island, isn't it?
Oh man, see if her lips go to you.
Right, what's going to be a harder job? Keeping St Mirren in the league or keeping Aloe in the Championship last year, which he managed to do?
Who's Aloe manager now?
The Aloe manager now is Peter Grant.
Is it? Aye, Peter Grant's Aloe manager. Aye, brilliant.
They've had a good league start to the league.
Good. No, I think somebody like Peter Grant, experience, he knows the Scottish game because I think was his boy playing Scotland?
Yeah, Ray plays with Clyde, yeah.
Yep, so he knows the game, he knows what it is, and I think he will keep Aloe up and Jim Goodwin will keep St Mirren up.
Wow, you think Jim Goodwin will keep St Mirren up?
Yeah.
Well, Jim Goodwin keeps St Mirren up for me, as I know.
Is that right?
No way.
I'm trying to think of the other clubs.
Who do you think then?
We'll finish above it. Ross County came into the league, they're stronger, better players than St Mirren. Livingston, I think they've signed well. Bartley, the boy for Ayr Crawford, Nicky Devlin. Aye. I think Livingston have got better players.
Over Hamilton?
I think Hamilton have got better players than St Mirren. I think they've got more about them than St Mirren. I think it'll be a real struggle for Jim Goodwin to keep St Mirren up this year.
That's a shout. You know more about me than I do, so I'm just going to say.
No, I think, listen, you can be a good manager, but if you've not got the players inside...
Exactly, it's all the players, mate.
And St Mirren is certainly no
bother. Which many of your managers found, Paul?
Absolutely.
One thing I want to ask you is about as well, did you see the big boy Kolasinac?
Oh, what a
legend. Ozil, mate, what about that?
That was like me and you that night. You were like Kolasinac and I was like Ozil inside.
Wait, what night?
To be fair.
Wow, fair
like,
play.
If that happened to you and you were...
Who are these scumbags?
What would you do? I would go for the person try to attack.
Yeah.
That was with my instinct.
Mate, I had to do that for Paul McGowan every Saturday night in Airdrie.
But
the guys weren't carrying knives, they were carrying staffies and drug habits, man. The guys were nuts, mate. We girls are me and him in the mega bar every Saturday night. I had to do that for him.
I remember when I came out of Sunderland training ground one day with Liam Lawrence, right? Lenny Lawrence, and we turned out left, and this car came flying up his arse, peeping at me. And Lenny had loads of time to turn out, and the guy's proper chasing after Lenny in the car, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat thinking, what's he doing? Now, fucking hold this car, and I'm fucking short stopping the car. Stopped the car, got out, the guy got out of his car, tapped on his window, Lenny got out and just smacked him and knocked him out, and I was like, Lenny, what are you doing? He's fucking the way he's beating
that
me.
I'm
like, what's going on? But he was hard.
I was very similar to me at MK Dons. I came out the gym. And the way the gym worked was, it was in the hotel gym, that's where the stadium is, the Hilton.
Yeah, it was nice, the stadium, mate, wasn't it?
Beautiful, so me and big Gary McKenzie.
Oh, he's a hard man.
So we came out, but guys went for Gary McKenzie, and Gary McKenzie was like, no, the day, so I've jammed the guy, and Natty punched, and he's heed inside.
No, you've not.
No.
I was like, no, he didn't. No chance, you've been hiding in the cupboard.
Oh mate, he's up there, Gary McKenzie, one of the hardest boys ever. Right, Dundee, James McPate giving the job, my mate, young manager. Kev, can he get Dundee back up for me? It's a yes. I'm backing him. What do you think? Who do you think United?
Does it come back down to though that manager and the assistant one? Is he maybe an assistant, Si?
No, he's never been an assistant. He took the 20s.
<I don't know.
laughs> He took the 20s last year. Good, mate. See, when you talk to Jazz about, I like to be, he's got that side to you where if you're not doing it, he'll tell you straight away.
I would like to think they could, but obviously the other Dundee United, they're spending a lot of money. I've just heard a story yesterday about what Shankland got.
I've heard that as well.
Absolutely shocking for Scottish football that he should be getting that type of money.
In the Championship.
So, anyway.
So, goals get you thrown at, goals get you.
Aye, but even still, you're scoring goals.
Well, you say that about Shankland, but United have had a terrible.
That's what I was going to get round to. The both Dundees haven't started well at all. So is there anybody in that league that could maybe gatecrash the party?
Inverness, maybe.
Inverness, possibly. What, John Robertson's done well come to the end of last season, so maybe he can start well this year and put a stamp on it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a very, it'll be the toughest promotion at all the leagues, who gets that one. But you would probably like to think that as much as James McPate would be a fairy tale story, his first job, getting Dundee back up, Dundee United, when it comes to the crunch, if they're in with a chance at Christmas, they might spend money and get, because they've got, but they've not got a billionaire owner now.
Yeah, they've got an American guy.
So they potentially could put money in it and just see them over the line, but it all depends how they start.
Yeah, Selena, you know anything about the Champions yet?
No.
Do you want anything about the Championship?
No, no.
Really, I think people are starting to think now that, oh, he puts this on that he doesn't like. I despise it. I despise the players in it. I despise the teams and managers. I don't want to talk about it this season.
That's good. That's why you didn't come on to the Midge interview, because he was Championship.
Actually, can I apologise to Midge for that?
he's not happy with
No, do you know what? Actually, I watched it and he's brilliant. He really is. Midge is brilliant.
Did you go for a coffee or a lunch with him?
No.
Right, finally, Midge's team, Ross County. How do you see the new boys, Ross County, faring in the top league?
Like you say, Si, they'll stay up. Yeah. Because they've got money as well. They're most spend lots, McGregor, but they know how to operate. The two boys, Kettlewell and what's the other boy called?
Ferguson.
The two of them seem to work well together. Nobody seems to take the bull by the horns. They both agree with each other, and they seem to have the players playing
for them.
That's
strange, that joint manager.
It is a strange one. Was there not a joint manager many years ago with Jockey Scott and Willie Miller?
There was, mate. There was.
Because I remember collecting...
Who spoke about that the other day?
Craig Brown, I remember collecting the sticker book, and it was like, you were getting the manager.
No, it wasn't. It was David Robertson that spoke about it.
You get the sticker book and you're looking for like Jockey Scott. No, Jockey Scott. Was it Willie Miller?
It was Jockey Scott. Jockey and Scott and Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. The two of them are joint managers.
Or Alex Miller.
Or something. Sorry, whatever it was. So they're doing well. They've got promoted. They'll be buzzing from last season. Maybe just get a testimonial coming up against Open Goal Select. So the boys will be trying like fuck to keep themselves in the team. So I don't know. I think.
Slaney, who are you wanting? Well, you wanting in the Open Goal team?
Before we go into that, I can't believe I missed it. I am absolutely fuming with Charlie Ridiculous's comments on Kieran Tierney.
What was it he actually said, Slaney? Is that who you're coming for this year, Charlie Nicholas?
Well, Charlie Ridiculous, whatever you want to call him, certainly, Kev, I believe Charlie Ridiculous has got a
vendetta. Vendetta.
He was saying good things, but he was then thrown in like, don't know if defensively he's good enough.
We've got to ask is, how many times has Charlie Nicholas actually watched Celtic and Kieran Tierney over the course of the season? Do you think on a
Kieran
tune,
Tierney, and this isn't it, he could walk into any Premier League team right now. Who is it, Zinchenko?
Aye, probably, you're right.
And then Man United, Luke Shaw, I mean, he couldn't get any more pathetic if you tried.
I would agree with you. Like, I think Kieran Tierney's got, the world's his oyster. It's up to him who he picks, who he goes and signs for, and what he does with the rest of the career, because his ability speaks for itself, and it's just a case of getting a club that fits. Know that I'd like to see him leave Celtic, because potentially, he's got a lot of things going there for him, but if he does decide to move on, the guy will go on and make big names for himself, because he is really that good a footballer.
Selena, you're his mate. Is he gone? Give us an exclusive. You were at his house last night. You actually stayed at his house last night.
I stayed in his house last night, and I was here at the door every single time his phone went to hear what was happening. And you'll no believe it, Paul the Wim came in with me, sneaked him in, and the two of us were shaking like a leaf with sweat, think he was going to leave. So I really don't know.
Right, Selena, cards on the table, yes or no, will he go or will he stay?
I really don't know.
You're shite, man.
Look at you.
No.
You're scared in case he deletes your number.
He's another one that despises my guts.
Despises my guts.
He hates my blood. I can feel it every time I talk to him.
Joking.
And you do as well.
Kev, yes or no, will he go?
I'll go.
I think he'll go, yeah.
He'll go.
Why, could just money talk to you?
No, I don't think it's money. I think that if I were Kieran Tierney and seen the likes of maybe Andy Robertson, who's went to Liverpool, obviously went to Hull, went to Liverpool, and he's just went and won the European Cup, that for me would be a
Motivation.
You can only do so much at Celtic, and that's the same every player that comes to Celtic. You can be a legend, you can win the trebles or the quadruples, whatever you want to call it. Are you going to win the European Cup again? No, you know. Are you going to win that down in England with one of the big top four? Possibly. So.
But you could get 10 in a row. Is that worth staying for?
10 in a row. But he's part of 8 in a row. He's part of history already, so I don't know. It's a difficult one for him because he's obviously a diehard Celtic fan. He's been here his whole life. It's a tough one. I wouldn't like to be in his shoes making that decision.
But see,
you would if you were getting 80 grand out.
Of course you're going to be, fans are, I've said it before, fans are going to be broken hearted. That goes, and I think that's sometimes why they react. And I've seen a few things, PC and Rat, that's totally fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's total just nonsense. Nonsense to be saying that. But most of it is down to people are just totally devastated if it goes. But listen, we don't know.
Will it be a similar reaction to the when you left Celtic?
Very much so.
Mourning. I mean, the people, there'll be a mourning process, won't there?
Well, what's that noise out there? Can you hear that? Go and open that window, Kev.
Let me see.
What is it?
Wait
a minute, open that window then now.
I don't know what it is, mate.
Try just open it so we can hear it.
Aye, I'll open it up in
there. Right, open that, Kev.
2 cents.
That's a fucking...
Open it a bit further, Kev.
Right, that's it now.
Yeah.
Polly, totally expect to say, and we tell you the new, the Fringe or the Minge, whatever you want to call it, we are going down there and we're going to be the best act there.
It's, 100%.
It's easy. People are coming to see us, but let me just give you a wee treat to the fans. Right. We're getting the train down in the morning and we're going to celebrate the Fringe before we go on live. And when we go on live, it's the biggest show in town. There is nobody ever, us three, stepped into a podcast because I ain't going to mince my words here. Podcasts were known for losers. We came in and made it unbelievable. We are now like rock stars in this country, and it's simple as that. Nobody's ever done what we've done, and there's only one way up, Si. Straight up.
See the Fringe?
Yes.
Or the Minge, whatever
style. Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
It's going to be epic, isn't it?
I cannot wait, mate.
Like, I didn't realise how... I went to the Fringe many, many years ago, right?
Brilliant, man.
No, I thought it was a weirdo. What? My wee man was like, why is all these zombies talking about... But I obviously never embraced the Fringe.
Uh-huh.
But this year, I will absolutely
brilliant.
So what stories are dropping?
For now, we've announced the shows that get in touch with Open Goal. Don't message me because I won't speak to you back. But message Open Goal and give Open Goal ideas for what you want me to wear. Do you know what I mean, Si?
Oh, yeah.
It's going
to, listen, to the fans, that's a good show.
It's going to be the biggest entertainment you're going to see. I'm going to be coming out, and let me just say, I am going to be absolutely wild, Si. And I mean
yes!
Wild. I am giving the fans exactly what they need. Know what they want, what they need, Si. It's what they need. They need me back.
Kev, there's talk of you wearing Jim Jefferies cowboy boots.
Well, there's talk of that. Can I ask, like, see when we interview Derek Ryan and
Gary O'Connor?
Big Gaz, can I wear my heart strip, aye?
Of course you can, mate. That's what we're after.
I love that.
That's the sort of needle we're after.
Heartiest. If you can't spell it, then here's what it says. Heart, glorious heart.
Show them where you fish fish. Right, lads, that's us done. First podcast back.
Superb. Will we finish with
let's put my wee song in my head.
What wee song can we sing?
I know.
My golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I'll leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should leave me, Wally Halle. Cause Willie, if you love me, then all of this will go away.
Yes, thanks for coming. We'll see you again next week.